Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Conard. I've been a family doctor for 30 years, and when I went into medicine, the promise that I pursued was to add years to your life and life to your years. But something's happened over the past 30 years. We're getting much better at managing illness and of saving people later in disease, but we're very ineffective at creating health, vitality, and well-being. I've known Michael now for 18 years. I've appreciated his diligence in pursuing the truth and in finding ways to unlock the potential of our lives. When I listened to the message, it gave me hope that every person would hear this message and follow the steps to start the journey that Michael outlines. For it's in the journey he outlines that the promise of medicine can be achieved, and we can turn away from the illness care system that's expensive, damaging, and dangerous that's in America today. I still practice medicine, I love my patients, and I admire and respect the doctors with whom I work. As a researcher and a clinician, I appreciate the dedication that we have toward understanding illness and being able to treat it most effectively. But the truth is, that doesn't take you to health, well-being, and vitality. What Michael outlines today will. I hope you get as much out of it and will share it with as many people as possible.
The biggest lie ever told was written down and retold since the beginning of recorded history. The continuation of this lie can be witnessed still today. But when given the truth, there is hope for change.
What if you knew the right choices to make, and with just a few modifications to the basic things that you do in life, you could greatly improve your health and well-being? Hello, I'm Michael Ellison. And who doesn't want enhanced quality of life? I certainly do, and I'm sure you do as well. So let me just quickly identify the newest megatrend that is going to open a vast opportunity for all of us that offers so much more than the disease management of healthcare consumerism. We truly are entering a new wellness era. It is an era for personalized wellness care and for the whole person, physical, emotional, and spiritual wellness. This is the key, personalized and whole person care. Another way of saying it, just for you, wellness care. And this is not just a trend. I believe it is a new megatrend. The science and technology backing this trend is absolutely astonishing. This is so significant, and the breakthrough so profound, it is like when man flew to Mach 1 going through the sound barrier. Its impact will be like the disruptor companies such as Google and Facebook and Uber and others who have come out of nowhere to create huge growth and whole new trend-setting companies in just a few years. In healthcare, institutions like Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and others see such huge potential to enhance how they approach disease, they are expanding their budgets in research and development to participate in this mega opportunity. In this new wellness megatrend, science and technology have developed to where it can now take the data in algorithms of lifestyle, family history, medical biomarkers, and genetics, better known as genome sequencing, to personalize the prevention and treatment programs and actually reversing lifestyle modifiable diseases such as heart disease and diabetes. We are entering the possibilities of the new wellness era. In their book, Supergenes, Drs. Tanzi and Chopra reveal by focusing on our gene activity through conscious choices, you can rid the body of aches and pains, slow the aging process, normalize your metabolism, return to normal sleep, resist chronic stress, decrease the risk of disease, and a host of other benefits to enhance the quality of life. That's simply through conscious choices. The key to what their book explains about genetic expression is choice matters, even in how your genes are triggered off and on. No longer do we have to accept the idea that our health issues are determined by inheriting a bad or good set of genes. You have now been given back your power to have better health outcomes through your choices. So genes determining your destiny? Is this the biggest lie ever told? No. Many experts today will tell us that healthcare consumerism is more about money than it is about health. Insurance companies continue to escalate our costs at unsustainable rates of 20% per year. Insurance now has 70,000 billing codes for a physician to describe any symptom we might have and express it in a disease care code. Healthcare consumerism is driving a practice known as polypharmacy. It is the prescribing of multiple medications, each having side effects, I might add, when taken over an extended period of time. Polypharmacy has become the accepted practice of evidence-based medicine and is one of the greatest risks to an aging population, according to the BJGP Journal. My wife and I, we were shocked when we discovered her mother, right up at the time of her death, was on 17 different medications. Each one of those do have a toxic effect. We certainly know what the side effects of medications are because we hear them every time there's an advertisement for a pharmaceutical drug. The drug symptom side effect disclaimers include everything from more disease conditions to blindness and heart failure. And when we hear the law firm ads, we know medications can cause added health risk, even causing death, and we always hear, and you may be entitled to a huge windfall of money. Now, please hear me. I recognize there are illness and disease necessities requiring drug therapy. But the insanity of enticing more drug use, with pharmaceutical companies going direct to the public to promote their drugs, even bypassing the judgment of the physicians to motivate the public, to intensify their desire and use of the drugs, is not the answer to our health and certainly not a contributor to our greater wellness. Yes, this is healthcare consumerism. But no, this is not the biggest lie ever told. Sadly, over 200 million opiate painkiller prescriptions are written by medical doctors each year in the USA. Most addicts introduced to heroin are through pain pills. This is just startling. Now drug overdosing is the leading cause of injury-related deaths, more than guns, automobile accidents, or suicide. And it is growing at an alarming rate. Healthcare consumerism in the United States of America is touted as the greatest in the world. Yet here are the facts of healthcare consumerism as presented on the CDC website, better known as the National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention. Chronic disease is the public health challenge of the 21st century. The USA spends double per person more than any other nation. The cost of healthcare is escalating the fastest of any other nation. Yet our average life expectancy in the United States of America is far below many other nations that spend far less on healthcare. We now spend 20% and going up of the entire GDP, and 86% of those costs are on preventable lifestyle-related diseases, and it is out of control at unsustainable rates. These are the real facts concerning modifiable diseases that are preventable and reversible, which are robbing us of our quality of life, and I might add, including our personal bank accounts. We must not yield our power of belief to this doctrine of healthcare consumerism, but reject these myths, lies, and half-truths to free our minds to make the right choices, supported by science and technology. What if you knew the right choices to make, and with just a few modifications to the basic things that you do in life, you could greatly improve your health and well-being? What if you could dramatically reduce your risk of degenerative modifiable diseases and greatly enhance your quality of life? Well, the good news is, now you can. The science and technology is now available to give you information you need in your personalized wellness program. By simply putting in your family history and lifestyle information in a computer program, an algorithm processing that data into a population pool of 70 million people along with 20,000 research documents will give personalized advice on how to improve your life and lowering your at-most risk of 40 different lifestyle-related diseases. And this is clinically tested with the research stemming from Stanford University. This is the beginning of the new wellness era where we can and should say no to disease and yes to wellness. Well, here's some more good news. My company, Trivita Wellness, is offering this opportunity to you today at no cost. I invite you to experience this computer science-based advisory program. It is convenient, with no hassle, no waiting, just your own personal guide to make better choices supporting your wellness.
You may access the wellness assessment and receive your personalized vitality guide at no cost by using the access code given by the person who shared this program with you. Go to vitalityplanner.com. That's vitalityplanner.com. And enter your access code to begin a personalized lifestyle wellness enhancement program today.
Researching population health trends is of great interest to me, as well as what is going on in this disease management mindset being promoted by healthcare consumerism. It is shocking to understand some of the facts and numbers that are going to drive this trend towards personalized wellness care in the new wellness era. It is hard to believe, but today in the United States and with Canada not far behind, 50% of the entire adult population base has lifestyle, modifiable, and preventable diseases. Two of the greatest countries on Earth with vast resources have disease populations. This is a mass market of disease-ridden adults. And unfortunately, even our young children are being diagnosed with obesity and diabetes even before they reach their teen years. I heard a prominent CEO of a pharmaceutical company say this: "Our children face such an onslaught of diseases, we must find more drugs to help our children." Now, I have a heart for children, and my wife and I have been involved in funding humanitarian feeding and medical aid for children all over Africa and other parts of the world for over 20 years. But simply having a vision for more drugs for our children and not asking the question, why are our children experiencing the escalation of disease at such an early stage in their lives? This seems almost insane to me. So is this philosophy of more drugs for our children the biggest lie ever told? I know that drug companies are founded and funded to develop drugs, but they could also support education for better lifestyle choices that promote wellness for children. Yes, lifestyle choices that promote wellness and not disease. We, the people, can change the cultural mindset to wellness. We have the laws and the social intolerance today towards drunk driving, and rightly so. But it has not always been that way until in 1980, Candy Leitner lost her 13-year-old daughter in a drunk driving vehicular homicide accident. Kari, her daughter, was on her way, walking along a road to a church. In fact, it was a church fair, when struck down. The driver was charged with homicide and sentenced to 21 months in jail. Candy was furious at the light sentence given and at the social acceptance of vehicular homicide, and she formed Mothers Against Drunk Driving. In that year, 27,000 drunk driving fatalities was the annual number on the streets and highways of America. She and 600,000 volunteers rose up to say, enough is enough. Their influence changed laws and social unacceptance towards drinking and driving. They changed a cultural mindset. There are millions of people in North America whose misery index is indicating they are ready for change, ready to embrace new science, technology, and tools in this exploding marketplace and setting the wellness trends in motion. I know you will want to discover and use these tools, or you would not be listening to this message. Again, I would like to invite you, take advantage of this new health advisory tool, provided at no cost by Trivita.
You may access the wellness assessment and receive your personalized vitality guide at no cost by using the access code given by the person who shared this program with you. Go to vitalityplanner.com. That's vitalityplanner.com and enter your access code to begin a personalized lifestyle wellness enhancement program today.
I have been privileged in my lifetime to recognize and benefit from two of the most powerful trends of the baby boomers, one at the beginning of their adult life and one now at the end. The 76 million boomers will drive incredible opportunity as, unfortunately, their poor choices of lifestyle and the influence from the Framingham study has impacted millions of them with lifestyle-related diseases. But it is not just the baby boomers and their disease issues that will drive the trend. The millennials and the Gen X and Y generations have a much more intense desire for wellness and fitness than has ever been embraced by the baby boomers. The trends of personalized wellness care are not only for prevention and reversing of modifiable degenerative diseases, but also to optimize one's vitality and quality of life. I'm very excited about what I see as an emerging megatrend of personalized wellness care in the new wellness era. Now, through lifestyle, family history, biomarkers, and yes, even genetic or better known as genome sequencing, we can now personalize an individual's health and wellness like never before. And you can live with greater wellness. I trust the information that I've shared with you, even though filled with shocking facts, is that the hopefulness of a new wellness era is upon us. We do not have to accept the doctrine of healthcare consumerism and its pain and misery of lifestyle-related disease management. We are not victims. I want to say that again. We are not victims of external forces, but only yield our power when we give in to influences that rob us of our quality of life. In the new wellness era, there will be increasing science and technology, and there will be more tools to help us embrace and enhance a life of wellness. My definition of wellness is to live a life at any age with vitality and energy, to do the things that you love and purpose to do, to have daily positive emotions of love and gratitude and forgiveness and acceptance of things we can't change, and to feel connected to God and to His purpose for our life. That's the ultimate way of living, and it is more possible today than ever before in the new wellness era. Now, if you've not picked up on what is the biggest lie ever told, let me describe it as being told for thousands of years. We've all heard the story, but perhaps not realized how we are still manifesting this today. The temptation and lie was to believe you can eat and have whatsoever you desire and it won't hurt you. You can even enjoy a greater quality of life while ignoring God's purpose of wellness and abundance for your life. It was the biggest lie ever told to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, as recorded in the book of Genesis, and in a historical account recorded in Psalms 78 in the scriptures. A large group of people who had none of the diseases in their tribes lusted after other foods, foods that would satisfy their appetites and their desires. They believed the biggest lie ever told, and the consequences of their choices brought about the pain and misery of disease. God, our Creator, intended for us to be His temple here on earth, to express love and forgiveness and the abundance of wellness. And yes, I said the abundance of wellness. But we've accepted the myths, the lies, and the half-truths of healthcare consumerism, of accepting disease management and the pain and the misery that goes with it. We've accepted the myths and the lies and the half-truths from the food marketers, pushing refined carbs and processed foods in all forms to tantalize our taste buds and satiate our appetites while promoting disease rather than wellness. These foods contribute to diabetes and obesity that are spreading as an epidemic. We have yielded our power of choice. But we can take back our power and make better choices, personalized choices, for better wellness outcomes. This is the new wellness era. If we will expose the myths, the lies, and the half-truths, smash the belief in the biggest lie ever told, we can turn from these lifestyle choices that promote disease to a wellness mindset and enjoy the unique purpose each of us have here on earth and live with greater wellness. While this may be a big step for some, it can be this simple as changing our mindset by saying no to disease and yes to wellness. By making this choice, we can release transformational healing power. And we can change the mindset of our nation's culture, and especially for the sake of our children and grandchildren, to embrace wellness as the desirable lifestyle of choice. I would like to invite you, take advantage of this new health advisory tool provided at no cost by Trivita. The wellness era is here. Let's enjoy the possibilities.
You may access the wellness assessment and receive your personalized vitality guide at no cost by using the access code given by the person who shared this program with you. Go to vitalityplanner.com. That's vitalityplanner.com. And enter your access code to begin a personalized lifestyle wellness enhancement program today. All material herein is provided for your information only and may not be construed as medical advice or instruction. These statements are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is intended for your general knowledge only and not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment for any specific medical conditions. Always seek the advice of your physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.